Why don't we start with that? Have Geelong done themselves a disservice in terms of where they've positioned themselves? I mean, their list manager, absolutely one of the best in the business.
I don't think they have. No, I think in terms of what Joel Selwood said post-game, so he said, I want to be at a club that continues to – we're going to the well and we're going to try and top up and win. And we can develop our own in those systems. There's examples of development coming. Like Parfitt, he's one that's really grown and become a great player. Jack Henry is a player that's had to earn opportunity for a long time in successful Geelong eras. So there's enough examples that they do well in developing their own. But, yeah, when you do fall over at preliminary finals, the discussion will be had and whether that lack of investment in the draft is hurting them. But I think they're an admirable club the way they keep going to the well and just trying their hardest to win every year. Be a good club to support.
Lachie Neal, your take.
Speaking of the first round draft pick discussions, I think this all happened really quickly. And I pen an article every week on a Sunday for the West Australian newspaper. And there's in my piece today, I talk about the Lachie Neal week and what that would have looked like. And it would have been silly Sunday for Brisbane last Sunday. And they're sitting there enjoying a few beers. And it's the best day on the calendar for AFL players, silly Sunday, because you're as far as detached from the preseason as possible. And Lockie's went from really silly to really silly by Sunday night when it leaked out that there was potential murmurings he might seek a trade back to Fremantle. Now, the whole holistic view of it, and when the dust settled later in the week, the best thing has happened for both football clubs. Brisbane keep their Brownlow medalist, a guy that's been two times All-Australian, two times best and fairest for them. Brilliant. Two-year contract, and he's staying. Freo, the romance of it shouldn't outweigh the sensibility of the situation that Freo have got a really strong draft hand this year. They've got a top draft pick. They'll get one for Chera. They would have had to part with one of them, maybe both, to get Lachie Neal back. So in terms of the long build, keep Lachie Neal at Brisbane if you're a Fremantle person, because he'll come back eventually. There's my take. He will be back in Fremantle, I would suggest, at the end of this contract. When Fremantle are building...
Maybe even at the end of next year.
Well, 2024 is when he comes out and would be available. So Sarong, Young and Ryan, the three players Freo took in the top 10 a couple of years ago, they'll be in the sweet spot of their career. They'll have another good hand at the draft this year. Andy Brayshaw would have developed into an absolute A-grader by then. So they're a club in a few years I'm watching. And Fremantle would be thinking, Lachie Neal will come back, but we can't give up the Godfather deal to get him back right now.
I thought Freo and Brisbane handled this fantastically. They didn't get overly emotional about it. They didn't get up in arms about it. They didn't blow up deluxe about it like some sections of the media did.
Because there's a human element of it.
There is a human element. So anyone, I don't have kids that I know of. My beautiful Evie loves it when I make that joke. I am told by everyone that's had that the first one is the scariest. And one of the most important things to have around you is family support, which they have none of because they're a South Australian boy and a WA girl who are living in Queensland. You don't get any further away, really, from both those states. They're making some decisions and they're having conversations about their future, which good couples do. And they start to talk about, well, what does next year look like if it's a lot the same as this year, where our parents can't get here to help us, we're so far away from home and we don't have really much in the way of support and structure. So then you say, okay, well, what is that? Well, is there an option to go back to Fremantle? I don't know, but I'll get my manager to check. So at least we've got the information that we need. That's what I think was happening here. And I think the club understood that because when he sat in the first meeting with them, he changed his mind at least three or four times in there. So his heart's torn, but he's trying to do the right thing by his family, his career, the club. And what they're doing is getting the information to make the right decision for their family. We all jumped the gun on this in a big way. As his father said, everyone's five steps ahead of where this story's actually at. Just slow down.
Get the information, assess the information on merit as they did. And by Thursday, the dust had settled and Lachie Neal stays a Lion. He is a player and a person that, he is not trying to put himself above anything. Oh, it's getting too hard. You're right. The personal situation around first baby, COVID throws a whole spanner in the works. Yep. It's like trying to bloody run through that brick. You can't do it.
No,
you can't get there. So they haven't had any family support from their West Australian connection for 2 years, essentially. So if that was to linger another year, which touch wood it doesn't for the whole of Australia, that would make the process a lot more simple. Because within being an AFL athlete, you do have the flexibility to make that work. And without COVID, you know, Jules would be able to go back to WA for a good extended period. Then a bye would come and Lockie can go over for 10 days, all of that stuff. And touch wood, it's made a little bit more simple with vaccination rates going up and the world becoming a little bit more normal.
And Chris Fagan, who knows this situation well, to be away from your family and your kids for long periods of time, he said in an interview this week, I would be doing the same thing that he is.
Yep.
He's doing the right thing by his family, making the right decisions, getting all the information that they need. It's amazing in this industry that we're so very big on making sure that we say, oh, people asking for help, put your hand up, and we commend and we encourage and we ask people to put your hand up if you're struggling. Well, that's what these guys are essentially doing, putting their hand up to say, this could be a real struggle. What do we do about it? And the moment that they got slapped down by certain sections. And I just thought it was, again, overdone. Mm. So, Yep asked the questions, well, hang on, he's got 2 years left, and what does that mean? And, wow, there's some money that's been paid up front that's not. Yeah, okay, but just remember the human element to this first and foremost.
Yeah,
that's why you got to commend the Brisbane Lions, because they're a very well-run organisation. They handled it maturely, just like Fremantle did. Mm. We can't probably say the same for everybody.
Yeah, and social media throws that into... In a formal world, probably even 3 or 4 years ago.
And they copped abuse on social media. And
yeah, that situation would have you know, been discussed in, and Lockie would have hand in the air, had an exit meeting planned for, what, the Monday or the Tuesday, and actually would have been able to get in there. And all the talk and the scuttlebutt is that he didn't want to bring it up during the finals period because it would have...
Exactly.
And Chris Fagan's probably said, oh, look, Matt, you can always come to me. My door is always open and we can discuss this and I'll wrap my arms around you and get... And Lockie, again... The Adam Treloar situation, we walk down and say, oh, I feel better. I'm in the right place. They understand there's going to be moments where, you know, Jules may have to go back and, you know, glass half empty and devil's advocate. I might miss a game or two because this and that. Mate, 100%, we're going to support the person. We're always going to support the person. And that's why Chris Fagan is who Chris Fagan is and how highly regarded he is.
Yeah, well said. 0433 98 11 16 to have your say on it. But there was talk of that he owes Brisbane an apology. I think there's some that might even owe Lachie Neale an apology after what went on this week.